Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone's having an absolutely blessed day today. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Oh, Austin, absolutely wonderful. You know, blessed is the name of the Lord. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I tell you what, it's a great day. And I tell you what, guys, I'm just so blessed to be here with you guys. I prayed for you this morning, and it's just absolutely wonderful to know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And, you know, it doesn't matter how bleak the news is. Let me just share that with you real quick. It doesn't make a difference. We're not of this world we're passing through. We're kind of like an illegal alien here, I guess you could say. We're supposed to be gone and somewhere else, and we will be soon enough. You know, I know that I'm 64 years old now, and I think back on my last 60 years, and I'm kind of like, you know, that sure went by fast. I remember I used to have people say to me when I was little, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, and things were so slow. I used to say, as far as time going by so slow, they say, oh, enjoy your time. Enjoy every single year because it goes by really, really fast, and it does. So, guys, don't let the news affect you in a negative way. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice always in the Lord, because if we do that, then we can maintain a really good attitude about what's going on. Now, a lot of people are saying that the United States is done. You know, stick a fork in it. We've lost our rule of law. We're fixing to defund police areas. No leadership. We've got communist zones in Seattle that are running wild and going door to door and raping people and intimidating people and robbing and stealing and destroying. You know, which shouldn't surprise anybody. We say we have no functioning markets and that we no longer have equal protection under the law. Basically, you're on your own. And quite frankly, if you're in a Democratic hellhole of a state, you pretty much can bend over and kiss yourself goodbye if you're in one of these big cities right now. It's bad. I mean, we've got the Federal Reserve basically reducing the reserve requirements now to zero in the banks, which means they can print as much money as they want. See, before, it was 10 to 1. So if they were to loan out $1,000, they had $100 in the bank. And then it was 40 to 1. So if they wanted to loan out, you know, $44,000, they had to have $100 in the bank. Now it's zero reserve requirements. They can loan out as much money as they want, as often as they want, and no reserve requirement. I mean, think about that for a second. I mean, if you're basically in a liberal city right now, when a group of violent terrorists come in and seize your cities, you're basically on your own. You know, free speech. I mean, we've basically been, you know, kicked off of YouTube. I mean, we can't be telling people the truth. Half the time, Austin and I are doing a really good show on stuff. We lose our signal. Well, maybe not half the time, but often. And so it happens constantly. And you wonder, the incredibly stupid Mitch McConnell, the U.S. Senator, he wonders why small businesses can't find workers and want to give up their enormous unemployment benefits. Well, because they're making more money on unemployment. Yeah, the food in the country is filled with chemicals. The United States educational system is absolutely, completely, and totally communist, run by the Frankfurt School. I mean, this is what's happened. Big Pharma and the drug cartels and the organized crime pretty much control the illegal and the legal drugs now through the Federal Reserve Banks and through the Exchange Stability Fund, slinging $1.5 trillion worth of heroin out of Afghanistan every single year. I mean, people like Hillary Clinton and James Comey and Andrew McCabe go free, even after committing crimes of treason against the nation. And people like Roger Stone get arrested in the middle of the night with a SWAT time raid and still hasn't been pardoned by Donald Trump. So there seems to be no more a rule of law. You know, you got Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I mean, it's going on and on and on. So we got to ask ourselves, what in the world has happened? Why have we got ourselves in this position? I mean, right now, if you don't declare your loyalty to Black Lives Matter, you can get fired. Because your obedience is demanded. I mean, you know, we have been so brainwashed and so manipulated by the mainstream media that, you know, we drive around in cars wearing masks. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. They drive around in cars wearing masks. And that's here, too. That's not just, you know, I mean, the other day, you know, we went up to Orlando and it's just almost everybody's wearing masks. And you're kind of like, guys, we're outside. This is not necessary. Pretty much everyone has coronavirus. I mean, they tested a few objects that weren't even humans, including like a, you know, pineapple or guava fruit or whatever the other day, mango, and they sent it over to be tested and it had coronavirus in it. I mean, everything pretty much has it. It's like asking you, do you have cells in your body? And everybody pretty much tests positive for coronavirus. Either you've had it or it's in you. It's just a cold virus, primarily what it is. But they don't care about that, even though they have like a 50 to 60 to 70% false positives with it. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. And it's all being done to manipulate the masses. In fact, that people will ride around in a car with a mask on, with the windows rolled up, with the AC on, absolutely is astounding me. These will be the same people that will line up in mass to get an injection. I'm not going to say a vaccine, an injection of pure poison, of fetal cells, of tracking chips, of mercury, formaldehyde, whatever else they're going to put in it, to basically change your DNA and make you a read-write unit, to tie this chemically laden nanoparticle mess, piezoelectric chips, into your central nervous system so they can contact you, voice-to-skull technology, tell you what to do, and turn you into a bio-robot, change your DNA. Basically, it's going to be the mark of the beast as far as I'm concerned. Remember, I mentioned this last week, and I'll mention it again. You know, people were falling on their sword about the coronavirus stuff and getting arrested and all the other things. And I said, look, if you're going to fall on your sword, you have a national platform, you better do it over a vaccine, over these injections, over these poisonous injections they want to put us. So we've got to look at basically what has happened to America and why we've been turned into basically this country that's on the brink of failure. We have to look at the pastors and the pulpit, number one. We got to realize that these folks have stopped preaching the truth. We've talked about this at length. They do this accommodation gospel now, and they've allowed themselves to become politicalized to the point now that people are telling you in the pulpit to basically wash the feet of Black Lives Matter people who basically want to kill you. Now, I can tell you this: when I was younger, and I've learned this pretty much over the years, you know, the Bible says if you resist the devil, he will flee. It doesn't say to wash the devil's feet. It doesn't say to do that. And we have to understand something. When you allow these people to come in and force you in compliance, they basically are empowered by it. The other day I watched a video of a black guy that apparently had gotten mad at this white girl, threw something at her, chased her across the park, and literally beat her half to death. And I thought to myself, what the heck? Why did that happen? Why is that going on? And people sat and videotaped it and didn't stop it. I mean, you got all these members in Congress who go in, they're pretty broke, and they come out worth millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. Nancy Pelosi, one of them. You got these treasonous tech billionaires who conspire with China. You got the people in America that are completely and totally absorbed with Kim Kardashian's butt, and they don't care about anything else. I mean, you know, it's just unbelievable how these folks in the United States have gone to sleep and our leaders have taken advantage of them. You got to look at the CEOs who are run by the Rothschild banking cartels who basically pushed the left-wing lunacy into the people in the United States. Then you got to look at the communist teachers and communist college professors who are trained through the Frankfurt School. And then you find all these people that continue to support things like, you know, these great TV shows that basically promote all of this diversity and sexual confusion, and in places like Netflix that shows you all the homosexual stuff that you don't want to see. I mean, then you got people that are parents that are so twisted up that they push their children into transgenderism, or the doctors who intentionally diagnose people with cancer to give them chemotherapy to make large amounts of money. I mean, this is where we are now. And we've got a group of people out there in the media that are basically bought and sold, paid for by the CIA through Operation Mockingbird, which they say doesn't exist but really does. And now they're telling us they want to defund police. Let me share something about defunding police. Since the 40s, with Lucky Luciano, who ran the harbors up in New York City, the United States actually hired him in order to prevent the sinking of ships while they were being moored in the docks. The United States government has been in bed with organized crime, and they've run the money through the Exchange Stability Fund to hide it. And they've used the Vatican Bank and other banks in order to launder all of their drug monies. And this organized crime is directly involved with social services, which means they take children away from you. And now they're going to be organized. If we get rid of the police, the organized crime networks are going to come up and become like little warlords in districts in these cities, just exactly like we see in Seattle. And they won't just stop with little sections, and they'll take entire cities, and organized crime will run it. Social services will then be used to take your children away, let's say, because of contract tracing. They're hiring tens of thousands of people right now in social services all over the United States, and social services are directly involved with Epstein and all the rest of these guys on a nationwide basis, and the Clintons and all the sickos they've been involved with. And the social services will come in, and they'll say, you've been diagnosed with coronavirus. You've got a two-year-old, a four-year-old, a six-year-old, an eight-year-old. They're not going to be safe here because you've been diagnosed with coronavirus. We're going to take them from you right now. And then they're going to turn them back over to the organized crime for child abduction. These children will be used in prostitution. They'll be abducted, human trafficking. Then they'll be used, you know, be run by organized crime as far as continuing to use gambling and, you know, and big pharmaceutical and fluoride and vaccines. And you got Bill Gates involved in this and the bankers. This is all what's fixing to happen. They're going to cover, they're going to tell us we're going to have a second wave of coronavirus, September, October, November. We've told you this already. I told you months ago. These guys are Kabbalists, they're Luciferians, and they believe that we need to be under the sign of Scorpio and Mars, which is October, November. That's what they believe. I'm telling you, they're nuts, the Zodiac stuff, they're all into all that stuff, in order to allow this god of war and all of this stuff to take over and cause massive problems all over the planet. You know, by then they'll have their Starlink satellites up. They can flip on a 5G system. Okay, they'll be injecting us with who knows what. Trump now is telling him to hurry with warp speed. He wants to have it out before the election on these injections. And, you know, they're going to have to have a cover for all of the sick people because of the 5G and because of the injections. And they're going to say it's because of the second wave. This is their goal, to create as much chaos as they possibly can. This is what they want to do. Because they need that 5G, remember, to roll out the driverless cars. They need massive bandwidth. And so they're going to use the second wave as a cover story to keep the United States shut down. It's all about centralized control through 5G. You need to watch that movie Kingsman. We've talked about it. It's kind of got some crude stuff in it, but it's unbelievable what it talks about in there, how they can control our minds. You know, and the problem we have here is the American population still doesn't want to see the truth. The 5G is going to be used to hook us up into a network, a web, a hive mind, so to speak, in which they've got us injected with nanoparticles to allow us to be connected to a D-wave computer, which is going to be an interdimensional interface for complete mind control of the entire planet, exactly what they did in Genesis chapter 6. And this is what Jesus said was going to happen. He says, it'll be just like it was in Genesis chapter 6 on the returning of the Son of Man, as it was in the days of Noah. And here we find ourselves right now. So are you going to allow them to inject who knows what into you with nanotracking? Apparently, they haven't had the success they wanted with the chemtrails and the piezoelectric crystals and us inhaling this stuff. Apparently, they have to do a direct injection now to facilitate this. See, this is technology they've had for 50, 60 years. They've just hidden it from us from the breakaway civilization they developed after Roswell. So now they want to go ahead and push this all the way through for the AI or Lucifer to take over the planet. This is satanic, is what this is. And we got to maintain our Second Amendment rights. Now, here's the thing. Donald Trump told us he's going to be the great pro-Second Amendment guy, but yet he's pushed for these enhanced background checks. He's also pushed for red flag gun control laws. Why is that? Why does it seem as though we have two groups of people fighting in D.C.? Guys, because that's the narrative. They want to have the positive and the negative. You know, Donald Trump basically has like, you know, a third of like 6,000 people show up in Tulsa for his rally, and he doesn't want to admit the fact that these guys came in and put in a million reservations, a million people reserved. And AOC said, we did this to him. We reserved all of these things through our Black Lives Matters and all of our different connections that we have and all of our computer geeks, and we basically made everybody think this convention was sold out, so nobody showed up. And then we basically rioted in the streets against the protest, against the people coming to the convention, on top of that, to shut him down. Why is this going on? Because, again, the central banks, who are linked directly with Lucifer, these guys are Kabbalists. They're 17 Kabbalists. They're Luciferians. They want to make everything inverted and as bad as they possibly can. They control both sides of the narrative. They bought both sides of Congress a long time ago. At least what matters is who as far as controlling votes. Look at the Supreme Court. Look what they're doing. They actually made transgenders a protected state now. You know, why did they do that? You know, this is from the Bostack decisions. You know, the Bostack, no gender, and this will be used to shut down churches if they don't hire transgenders and gays. They're protecting them under Title VII under the Civil Rights Act. Because what are they trying to do? The entire world now is in a process of integrating technology. We have the technology to produce a synthetic human being that you really can't tell the difference with. In other words, we could make a synthetic woman, a synthetic guy. We have the ability with robotics to install AI into it with silicone bodies and aluminum frames. We have the ability to do all of that right now. And they're releasing that technology because they want to integrate robotics and AI and transhumanism into the workforce so they can reduce their labor costs. It's all about the money with these guys. The problem is, how do you put an AI sentient being, a robot that supposedly thinks for itself, into the workforce when it's not a male or a female? Well, you got to change the laws. You got to change the laws to say there's no such thing as male or female anymore. This is the goal they want to do. And then they could basically reduce the population of the planet and have a biorobot, which was once a human being, operating the plants and the equipment to get downloads from the AI so they can create every thought is evil all the time back on this planet. You say, well, this sounds crazy. It sounds really goofy. Hey, I didn't tell you it didn't sound crazy. But think about it for a second. Organized crimes run all of this stuff. I mean, they want to make a brain interface. They call it the Jedi Cloud with the government to basically connect everybody into this cloud, be controlled through computers. And then we've got to look at, you know, what the Bible says about this. You know, in Deuteronomy, you know, it goes into detail about this, and it says that men should not dress like a woman, and women should not dress like a man. Now, why in the world would it say that? It says in Deuteronomy 22:5, a woman must not wear men's clothing, and a man must not wear women's clothing. For whoever does these things is detestable unto the Lord, your God. Deuteronomy 22:5. Well, they don't want to believe that. See, here's the problem, and I've talked about this before on the show, and so has Austin. Let's say you have a Miss Universe contestant who basically is a guy. She's for the Miss Universe contest, and she's from Thailand or from the Philippines or whatever. You don't know where she's from, and you don't know she's a guy. And also, she comes prancing out there because she's had surgery to basically remove her genitalia. She comes prancing out in a bikini, and you think, she's pretty hot, and you're a guy, and you're an alpha male. You're heterosexual. All of a sudden, you see a beautiful woman that you think's a woman, and you have thoughts like, wow, she's really good looking. And all of a sudden, you find out she's a guy, and you go, oh my gosh, why did I say that? And it creates this problem in your brain. You say, that's not right. I shouldn't have said that, because you know what's right in God's eyes, but you've been fooled. You've been tricked by the evil one. That's why God specifically forbids it in Deuteronomy 22:5. But this is what they want. They want everything to be evil all of the time. And we got to realize, the Masonic Lodges again, and the Council of 300, all the groups, same groups we talk about. Remember, without the Kabbalah, there wouldn't be a Masonic Lodge. The Masonic Lodges have controlled and run our legal systems in the United States for years and years and years, for hundreds of years. That's who runs it. They set up the United States, for heaven's sakes. That's the Washington Monument's all about, was this giant phallic symbol and the dome making them ovaries and all the weird stuff going back to ISIS. They want to create this evil system basically to bring in to integrate transhumanism. They don't want you to have a relationship with the great I am. They don't want that. They don't want you to have a relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and life. That's why they forbid you to even talk about Jesus. They want to make it as evil and as perverse as they possibly can because they want that D-wave interface with Lucifer in his dimension to be able to control this planet. I'm going to say it again, and I've said it before. How many other planets with life has Lucifer already done this to? Is this the great battle going on in the cosmos since the beginning of time when Lucifer was cast out of heaven trying to make himself omnipresent like God? to go into these different worlds that God has made, including the earth, and enslave the inhabitants via an AI system? Has this been happening for a long, long time in galaxies far, far away? I don't know. The Bible's very clear. It says that our battle is not against flesh and blood. And it's so odd to me that they don't want you to show the image of God by showing your face. Remember, we're made in God's image. It's so odd to me they want to muzzle you as a sign of submission by forcing you to wear a mask. It's so odd to me they don't want you to tell people anymore that you're a boy or a girl, that you're just an it. It's so odd to me that people have actually allowed them to do this and have fallen into this trap and not paid any attention. You know, it's crazy to me. The other day, there were a group of liberals. They did a little YouTube video, and they were talking about how they were going to do this, and they were going to do that, and they were going to do this, and they were going to get rid of Donald Trump and all the other things. Again, it's that political spectrum, again, they're looking at, how he's a fascist and he's a nationalist. And they came out finally and said how much they hate nationalism. Nationalism. They hate it. Why is that? Because nationalism is based primarily in the United States on Christianity. You know, we were founded as a Christian nation by the pilgrims, the people that came over on the Mayflower for freedom of religion. And we had that going on here in the United States and in the colonies. And we even issued colonial script to get us away from the money changers of England. And when Benjamin Franklin was in Europe and they were asking him, you know, why is it the colonies are so prosperous? He goes, we issued our own money. We issued our own debt-free currency. Of course, the Rothschilds went ballistic over that. They were already controlling the currency in England. They couldn't believe that we weren't using pound sterling and all the other things that they had, that we were going deeper and deeper into debt. And they realized they had to change things. So they started really becoming draconian in their laws against the United States and not allowing us to have the right to even vote and telling us what we're going to do. Finally, the United States colony said, you know, that's enough of this mess. But one of the primary reasons the Revolutionary War was fought was over colonial script. People don't even realize that. And then we were able to go debt-free. Thomas Jefferson warned us about having a central bank in control. Then the War of 1812 was fought in order to try to get England back in control of the United States. Finally, a truce was reached. But here's one of the things they had to do. They had to put a Rothschild-controlled central bank back in order for the fighting to stop for the War of 1812. And they did. They put that Rothschild-controlled central bank back in. Then finally, Andrew Jackson, probably the greatest president in the history of the United States, said it was, you know, the took this bank run by a guy by the name of Biddle and tossed it out in 1832. Because they said, no, we're going to get this den of vipers, this group of thieves out of the United States. And of course, in the Great Civil War that happened, that was, a battle and a war that was basically funded on both sides by the international banking cartels trying to get their currency back into the United States. They said that one of the reasons that Lincoln was killed at the end by the John Wilkes Booth, who was a Rothschild agent, was because he refused to put the central bank back in from the Rothschild group. And it took until 1913 when that great traitor of the nation, Woodrow Wilson, did this, being blackmailed by Samuel Untermeyer for an affair he'd had at Princeton, basically to put in Brandeis, who got us into World War I, who put in the Federal Reserve System, income tax system, and Wilson even said before he died he basically betrayed his country because of what he had done. And he did. Probably the worst president in the history of the planet. Unbelievable, horrible person. And here we are, 100 years later, still dealing with this. Once the greatest creditor nation on earth, now the greatest debtor nation on the earth, they've come in and they've sucked the very assets out of the country, inflated, pump and dump is what they've done to the market over and over and again. Back in the 20s, 29, when they contracted the M1 money supply, massive transference of wealth because of what they did. Same thing happened in the 70s. Same thing happened in the 90s. Same thing happened in 2012. Same thing happened in 2008. Same thing happened in 2020. This pump and dump. It's what they do all of the time. And it's what they've done. Remember this, for thousands of years, is the money changers. It's what they do. It's the international banking cartels that have forever basically been involved with Babylonian money magic and the unjust weights and scales. This is who they are. They serve Lucifer. Remember, Jesus flipped those money tables over in that temple and was shortly crucified thereafter and was resurrected from the dead, which they didn't expect to have happen. Because he called them out and said they're children of Lucifer. Their father was Satan himself. This is the group that has run this planet, these money changers, these satanic people, to follow the ancient Babylonian religions, Egyptian religions, and Canaanite religions, who have run this planet for thousands of years. And we need to point them out for who they are. But guys, if we get rid of the police, organized crime is going to take over, because they are already in every major city in the United States. And they're going to have their people, their taskmasters, or whoever you want to call it, the people who go around and kill them, you know, they're the thugs running around, running everything. And then, of course, we'll have centralized control through the AI into all these cities as they're being defunded of police. If we defund the police, and think about it for a second, is this what they've done on purpose? Have they militarized the police and turned the police into a bunch of thugs being taught by Israeli intelligence, going to Israel and having Israeli instructors come to the United States teaching the latest chokeholds of how they treat the Palestinians? Coming in, remember, Israel is run by the Rothschild banking cartel. It's their fiefdom. You know, this runs Israel, number one homosexual destination in the world. This is the group, all right, that run it, who want to run the planet through Noahide laws to the Supreme Court of Israel. This is the group that basically trained our police to be militarized. And now we have a militarized police force in the United States that nobody wants. Nobody wants police running around with machine guns in full body armor, looking like we're about to go to war every time we see a police officer. Nobody wants this. So now we're having this massive pushback. They were trained to be like this, given all of this armament. Remember, the military-industrial complex is also owned via the Rothschild banking cartels. And all the surplus military gear was shipped all over the country to militarize the police force to make everybody scared of them and to hate them. What happened? What happened to Andy Griffith in Mayberry with Barney, who had a single bullet in his gun? If Andy was nice, he'd let him put the bullet in his gun. I mean, what happened to that? What happened to that group of people who basically were the police at that point? Well, I'm going to tell you what happened to it. Christianity left. Christianity was the moral compass in this country that allowed our country to self-police, that allowed our country to do what was right. Paul Craig Roberts came out with an article the other day. Excuse me. And it was on the KKK. And I looked at it at first and I thought, what the heck's he writing about the KKK for? Who in the world was the KKK? I mean, what is he doing? I mean, do we really need to be talking about the KKK, Paul Craig Roberts? And, you know, it's so funny because I started reading the article on the KKK. You know what he said? He said the KKK was originally developed at the end of the Civil War because of Reconstruction. Because the people in America were being completely and totally overrun by the people from up north and being basically turned into slaves themselves. And they had enough of it. They were encouraging ex-slaves to rape women and families and going door to door. They were encouraging this. And so the KKK was formed as a guerrilla movement to basically stop all of this stuff. And I thought to myself, I didn't know that. It was basically a group of vigilantes that got together that said, we aren't going to allow you to do this. And then what ended up happening is, as Reconstruction was basically rescinded by the federal government, the KKK pretty much disbanded. In fact, the article is called The Ku Klux Klan, you know, by Paul Craig Roberts. And it says the KKK is widely understood as an institution that symbolizes white racial hatred of blacks, hatred, you know, slacked by lynching blacks. The end of story. It said the KKK did not originate as a racist organization. It was a resistance movement against the punitive period of Reconstruction when Northerners stole property from Southerners, imposed black governments, and denied whites self-rule, and encouraged blacks to rape Southern women as a way of humiliating Southern men and women. I didn't know all that was going on until he wrote this article. The KKK was the response of the people who had had enough. The federal government entered Reconstruction because the ruling Republicans who had imposed the punitive measures on the South realized that the abuses were producing a guerrilla movement, and the KKK faded away with the Reconstruction's repeal. Now, and then it said in 1915 it was brought back. Remember, Woodrow Wilson pushed the KKK of the United States. He was a big Klans guy. Always remember who he was, what he did, how he pushed this division. And it says that back in the 1910s, the 1920s, 1930s, its primary target wasn't blacks as much as it was to prevent change because of all the immigrants that were being brought in. And also, President Woodrow Wilson's propaganda during the First World War demanded 100% Americanism, and German Americans were victims. And sometimes German Americans were lynched by the KKK because they didn't want to support the war on Germany, because so many people coming into the United States after the Civil War were German, including my grandfather. Then all of a sudden the Sedition Act was passed. The length of a woman's skirts raising from the floor to the knee signified a decline in sexual morality, as far as Paul Craig Roberts says. Then a resulting disdain for elites, intellectuals, and cities resulted in intolerance towards Catholics, Jews, blacks, and foreigners. The Klan saw itself as an anchor of stability, and it would clean up movies and literature and deal with bootleggers and prostitutes and other corruptors of public morality to restore chivalry in the South and deference to women. To reduce the confusion of a deraciating period of white racism is a historical response. But that's not what history has produced, according to Paul Craig Roberts. I'm reading to him from his article. And so all of it's been reduced to racism. Now, here's the crazy part of it. I'm not a big fan of the KKK. I'm not a fan of the KKK at all. I think it was crazy what they did in the lynching of anybody. But the whole thing is this. What's going on with Antifa? Is that the new KKK? I mean, these universities and these Antifa groups are preaching hatred against white people more effectively than the KKK ever did, as far as against blacks. So this is where we are. We're basically in a situation where now Antifa has become the KKK against white people. So we have to ask ourselves a question. Where is this going to end? How far will we allow this to go? When is the pulpit, the Black Robe Regiment, going to raise its head? Or has it been so neutered because of political correctness that it won't do it? These pastors in the pulpit claiming that Black Lives Matter, to capitulate to Antifa. I mean, by the thousands, these pastors are doing it. Why? Because they've been compromised. They're not preaching the real Jesus, a lot of them. They're not doing that. They're not preaching Christ crucified and pick up your cross and follow him daily and change your life. They're not doing that. So why would they suddenly change now and say, oh, by the way, we, the patriotic Americans, need to stand together to prevent this onslaught of what's happened to this country? Well, they're not going to do that. The only people who can do this at this point are alt media. And the vast majority of alt media has been compromised. 90% of the shows that you listen to are compromised. They're not going to tell you. They're not going to cover the stuff I just talked to you about. And any of it. They would never bring up the KKK. They would never talk about Paul Craig Roberts' article like this. Why? Because they're scared. Now, again, I'm not a KKK fan. I'm not an Antifa fan. I'm not a Stasi fan. And I am certainly not a fan of any group that beats up any color person, regardless of the race or ethnicity. I don't like any of that. I hate bullies. I always have. But guys, isn't it time that we all stood together? Isn't it time that we realized that we, as Christians, the remnant left, can do all things through Christ who strengthens us? Guys, if 12 disciples of Jesus literally changed the world, and as big as this show is, we've got to continue to pray and believe, God, that we can stop this onslaught of these weirdos and these wackos that are running the government. But guys, think for me. Think through this for a second. You can't allow yourself to fall into a trap that says it's Republican, it's Democrat. It's not. It's Jesus Christ and it's Satanism. That's it. That's the battle lines. We've got to understand that. We've got to realize who and what we're fighting and not become partisan. If Donald Trump does something right, praise him for it. If he doesn't, call him out for it. Don't allow him the benefit of, oh my gosh, he claims to be a born-again Christian. All right, where's the evidence of that? When is the last time you saw Donald Trump pick up his cross and follow Christ and promote unity and peace through Jesus? I don't see that. I see him sending out a bunch of really negative tweets about people all the time and acting like a bully, which I can't stand. So if Donald Trump wants to have a big rally again, he's going to have to stop doing the computerized registration, which they know how to hack now. and basically tell everybody to show up, and we'll seat as many people as can. We'll have flow over in the parking lot, and that'll be it. They don't have a big rally again. He now has become the victim himself of tech censorship, of what he has not stood against. For all of us, he's become the victim of, and now he knows how it feels. Guys, keep your eyes on Jesus, the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, and realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Keep yourself frosty. Keep yourself informed. Keep yourself in shape. Keep taking your supplements. Stay healthy. And I'm about to start praying here. And please pray every single day for God to direct and lead you. Awesome. What do you think, buddy?
It's really well said. It's something that you just said a second ago that was really, really accurate. I want everybody to kind of think about this again for a second. I mean this sincerely. You just said that it has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat, and you're absolutely right. It doesn't. It's about Jesus versus Satan. If you want to talk about brass tacks at the base of it, that's where it's at. It's about good versus evil. And one thing that's interesting, if you reference back to Revelations 3:15 and 16, it says, I know your deeds. You are neither hot nor cold. How I wish you were one or the other. But because you are lukewarm, I am going to spit you out of my mouth. The line, the gray area in this country has become so vast that the gray line has become bigger than the right and wrong. Everything's just turning gray. It doesn't matter about right or wrong anymore. Everything's just in this blurry, hazy, cloudy middle, and nobody can really figure out in between. If it's biblical and it's righteous and it's godly, it's correct. If it's not those things, it's wrong. Now, I know we all make mistakes. We all do things we shouldn't do sometimes. But to give a little bit of guidance right now on what's going on, that should really sum it up pretty clearly. The whole point of what's being pushed in the United States for the last 10 to 15 years, especially under the gay Kenyan Obama and his transgender wife, and the fact that he referred to her as Michael, I think over almost a dozen times in references in interviews, which is quite clearly telling, obviously. He did everything he could to subvert the culture and not just go to right or wrong, if you notice that. It turned everything blurry. It wasn't boy or girl. It wasn't man or female. It was, well, you can use whatever bathroom you identify as. Then it slowly became, well, if somebody identifies that, you have to call them by their name. To now, oh, if you call somebody by the incorrect pronoun, we're going to jail you, like they do in New York, or we're going to fine you, or we're going to socially, basically, eviscerate you. We've seen numerous people now in the media, celebrities, so forth, that have made a comment or made a tweet, not even being anything significantly vulgar or even remotely disrespectful, and they get eviscerated for it, and they turn around and they apologize. Do not apologize. Do not get on your knees for anyone. The only person you truly have to ask forgiveness from is God Almighty. Anybody that tells you otherwise, that you have to ask them for forgiveness and you have to apologize to them because there was somebody 150 years ago that may have had a slave somewhere in the entire world. Newsflash, every single continent, every single culture had slaves. You're not special because you were a black slave. There were white slaves, Arabic slaves, Muslim slaves, European slaves, Jewish slaves, all across the entire world for millennials. This whole context that is trying to paint the picture is nothing but lies, and it's clearly there to confuse everybody. It's there again to make the situation gray. It's to confuse right and wrong. It's to confuse justice from basically lawlessness. And that's what we're seeing now in some of these cities, what's going on. And one thing I thought was interesting, Dad talked about the massive militarization of the police from Homeland Security over the last decade, which has been very clear. And now I'm not saying that some of this equipment has not been incredibly useful. I'm not at all. So I know our Sheriff's Department has some stuff down here, and in situations that call for it, that stuff can be very protective. especially when you start having people using heavy drugs like methamphetamines. I've talked to multiple officers who've been involved in shootings, who've been involved in raids. We're dealing with people that are completely twacked out on meth for days on end, and they engage you with deadly force as soon as they see law enforcement. Some of that equipment's necessary, because when you start getting people that are completely out of their mind on drugs, they will literally do anything. And the problem is, they don't usually go down with one or two bullets. One of the officers Dad and I talked to one time, they raided a house. They had a guy pull a shotgun on him, tweaker, methed out. I think they said they shot him 11 or 12 times with 45 ACP to try to put him down. He was that methed out, would not stop coming until basically they hit his heart multiple times and just he ran out of blood and stopped moving. He was that messed up. So when you start dealing with that level of society, and that's what's so silly with these hardcore communist people, these leftist communists that want to go out and pretend that the police need to be disbanded and they want to run their own cities, they haven't seen the lower segment of society. They haven't been exposed to that level of depravity yet. When you start dealing with people that run around in roving rape gangs like they have over in the Middle East, when you start running into people that literally will kick in your door with an AK-47 just to steal $10 off the counter so they can get another fix. They don't see people like that. They think they're going to live in this utopia. And one thing that's interesting, though, is that we've given massive amounts of equipment, military equipment, helicopters, night vision, MRAPs, and the list goes on. Anything the military uses, the police has pretty much gotten from Homeland Security. Now, my question is this. What happens to that equipment if the police are disbanded or disfunded? Or, you know, defunded? What happens? What happens to all that equipment? What happens to the equipment that the federal government gave them via grants if the United Nations has to come in and restore law and order, which Obama already signed into law, what, 6-7 years ago now, that it basically there are human rights violations present in the United States via civil unrest. It is a requirement of the United Nations to come in and support local law and order and protect civil unrest, or basically protects human rights violations. But only said that. What happens to all that equipment? Does the UN come in? They acquisition it? They say, listen, we're coming in as a UN. The Fed already signed this stuff over to us. You basically were borrowing it. We're acquisitioning it. It's ours now. These MRAPs are ours. All this equipment's ours. Then what do? Then you have a giant fight with law enforcement in the UN? That sounds to me like a perfect start to a civil war if you're ever going to have one. That may be where this is headed. So it's something really interesting that we're seeing right now. What's crazy on top of that, then you start seeing the fact that already in areas that police are starting to step away from, Atlanta, New York, areas like that are already starting to basically go into complete and total lawlessness. Chicago, Seattle, there are two more shootings, I think, over the weekend in the Chad or Chaz or whatever they're calling it now, idiotic names. Two more shootings, one of them fatal. New York City had a massive surge in shootings last week. 28 shootings and 38 victims in a 5-day period just last week in New York. And they said over the weekend, Father's Day weekend in Chicago, Breitbart News reported, there were 56 people shot, 9 fatally wounded between Friday and Sunday of Father's Day weekend. Think about that for a second. 56 people shot in one weekend. And this, remember, this was not a false flag incident. This is just full-blown, almost basically guerrilla urban warfare with rival gangs and individuals. One of those was an infant. I think the other one was like a 6-year-old girl that I saw. Horrific. Left and right. But yet, not one single utter of this from the alleged Black Lives Matter or Antifa or CNN or pretty much almost anybody in mainstream media. Nobody wants to talk about this because it doesn't fit the narrative. You talk about 56 people getting shot in Chicago in a 2-day period over Father's Day weekend. They don't want to talk about that. Why in the world are we going to talk about that? That doesn't fit the narrative. Because they want to keep the story going in the direction that they want it to. And one thing that I pretty much have seen now, and I've talked to another one of my friends, I was talking to Lan about this last night, and Dad brought it up earlier, how a lot of these pastors now are capitulating to this Black Lives Matter. There's two reasons why, in my opinion. One of them, they don't want to get the backlash on social media and everybody eviscerating them, including Antifa, going on their Facebook pages online and blasting them. Because Antifa's got like a little cult following now. They've got this little, like, these little minions that go around, not just in person, but on social media. I've seen this now repeatedly in person. They have individuals that basically will go in, and if people start talking conservative or talking against Black Lives Matter, they'll get on there and they'll overwhelm them with trolls. You start getting 200, 300, 400, 500 comments from people just eviscerating you. That's Antifa. On top of that as well, a lot of these pastors want to remain socially relevant. It's the hip thing to do right now. It's the cool thing to do, to be supporting Black Lives Matter. It's just what it is. It's the cool thing. You want to be socially relevant. You want people to say, oh, well, he's supporting the cause. He's a good guy. He's a decent pastor. He's supporting them. No, he's not. He's capitulated the New World Order. Black Lives Matter is exactly that. They're just a New World Order stooge. Same thing as Antifa. Antifa is heavily funded by all the UN aspects and everything else. It's interesting. You guys saw this over the weekend. The United Nations Twitter account, UN Geneva, deleted their pro-Antifa tweet after massive backlash. You guys may not have seen this. They posted it yesterday. UN human rights experts express profound concern over a recent statement by U.S. Attorney General Barr describing Antifa and other anti-fascist activists as domestic terrorists, saying it undermines the right to freedom of expression. Excuse me, saying this undermines the rights to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly in the country. They've now taken it down. They got absolutely blasted. So you have the United Nations now blatantly saying that Antifa is simply the right to free speech and peaceful assembly in the country. That's all Antifa is. And for Attorney General Barr to describe them as domestic terrorists is basically horrific. Are you kidding me right now? Are you joking me right now? They blatantly talk about they are completely and totally bent on Marxism. They talk about going in and throwing Molotov cocktails in bags and bottles and bags of feces and bottles of urine on people that basically are not supporting their cause. They are, at the very, very basis, a terroristic group that's funded by an outside agency, whoever it be, whether it be Soros, the CIA, you name it. I mean, the Black Lives Matter had tens of millions of dollars now being funneled into them. Now they're spending all this money on all these other things. This is what's really going on right now. So you can pretty much see that the United Nations is funding Antifa, whether directly or verbally, they're funding them. The same thing with Facebook now. Facebook now has gone out and basically supported Antifa as well. This is what they're trying to do. They're doing every single thing they can to try to undermine the truth of what's really going on. If they can continue to push the agenda, at the same time, they can continue to control the narrative by censoring anybody that talks about against them, they will control everything. And that's why it is crucial. It is absolutely crucial. You speak your mind, you stand your ground, and you push out the truth of what's really going on. And I encourage that as well, not wearing a mask. If you're not done of an autoimmune disorder, you don't have some type of serious ailment, don't wear a mask. I mean that sincerely. When you put on a mask on, you are showing submission to the deep state. The COVID night, I told you, I've got three friends now that just got it recently, last week and a half. They're all perfectly fine, and they tested positive for it. It wasn't a, oh, we had symptoms. They flat out took a test, tested positive for it. Didn't even get any meds. So we're on vitamin C for like 3 or 4 days. Said they got lethargic for a couple days, had a sore throat, kind of dizzy, bounced back a couple days. They're fine now. So what's really being said? You know, we have these incidences now in mainstream media where the mainstream is coming out and literally demonizing Trump, saying health experts are saying he should not have any rallies and all businesses should stay closed and stay indoors unless it's the protest. Health experts say social justice is more important than social distancing. Wait, what? So it's okay to run around and protest and riot and throw rocks through windows, but you need to keep your business closed because you don't want to get COVID. Guys, newsflash, everybody's pretty much going to get COVID. If you don't already have it, you probably already carried it and you're probably asymptomatic of it. That's just what it is. And if you do get sick from it, hammer your vitamin C and D3. We're human beings. We were made in the image of God Almighty with a completely complex immune system that is incredibly effective of doing what it needs to do. But see, that doesn't fit the narrative. Now they want to turn around. They're talking about now. I saw this article earlier, and I mean, this was grossly troubling. They're now saying that they want to go in and give kids the MMR vaccine to protect them from COVID. I kid you not, this is on CNN. It says a vaccine to prevent coronavirus may be months away, but a team of researchers say an everyday vaccine is available and could help protect children. They're proposing giving a booster dose of measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine to people to see if it ramps up immunity against COVID-19.
More autism.
They said the MMR vaccine is known to protect kids against infections. Complete and total lie. It's a live measles vaccine. They blatantly say it right here. The MMR vaccine is known as a live vaccine. It's weakened, but it has versions of the measles, mumps, rubella virus to produce an immune protection without making people sick. Complete and total lie again. MMR vaccine is one of the highest side effect vaccines on the market. It is also one that has the aborted fetal tissue, the WI38 human diploid lung tissue in it. That's how they culture it. They're planning on doing that in all the coronavirus vaccines. So now we're having a push for kids to get another dose of the MMR vaccine, another dose when they already try to give it to them like every 2 years, because it may possibly protect them against the COVID when we already know the death rate in children of COVID is like 0.00001, literally. It's nothing. Open your eyes, guys. Ask questions of what's really going on and look to see who's controlling the narrative, because we are being lied to at an unprecedented rate right now. We have to stand up, speak the truth, and stand our ground, Ed.
Austin, really well said. I, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, MMR vaccine, which is one of the direct links to sudden infant death and one of the primary factors associated with autism. This is the MMR vaccine was the one that basically was shown and the research was destroyed that actually massively increased the risks of autism in black male children. I mean, this is a bad product. This is one of the worst ones you can get. It massively, like I said, increases these different types of autistic traits. And now they want to get another booster shot. Here's what I think's happened. I really believe this, and that's why this article came out. They know that they're going to have massive pushback against the COVID vaccine. Massive. But they're already getting MMR shots for pretty much every child that's been vaccinated. So they're thinking, well, it'll be easier to promote a vaccine that's already has wide acceptance, and we can nano-track those vaccines. Oh, yeah, they're right. They said it, didn't I? We can nano-track those vaccines and put tracking things and tracking chips and tracking piece of electric crystals in the MMR shot, and we can go ahead and catch these people that are willing to use it voluntarily rather than the people that are going to be standing and saying, absolutely not, you're not going to inject me with some toxic mess that you call a coronavirus vaccine. Let's go ahead and push the narrative to give them something that they're already going to say, oh, that'll be fine, that'll be okay. Unbelievable. By the way, interesting article by Pam Martins on Wall Street on Parade, and I have put this in our thing. On HealthMasters news site, is saying that the Fed Paycheck Protection Program gave a tiny New Jersey bank $5.3 billion. One bank. 9% of all the money is spent so far went to one bank. Isn't that interesting? And also, remember this, the Federal Reserve has its own police state vast surveillance system. They have police officers and police state that are simply a offshoot of an armed personnel squad, Mossad squad, I'd call it that, or a mercenary squad to control Federal Reserve banks. And by the way, out of these 37 cities or so that have had these massive riotings, 33 of these have had a Federal Reserve bank in them. Thought I'd mention that. Also, never forget that BlackRock authored the bailout plan before it was a crisis, and now it's been hired by multiple central banks to implement the plan as far as continuing the buy-up of the blue-chip stocks globally. It always goes back to these guys. It always goes back to these guys. Problem is, nobody wants to talk about these guys and what they do as far as these cabalists. Guys, really fast show today. I love you. I appreciate you. It was my privilege to pray for you. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us and your B-complex and your vitamin C and your D3 and your potassium iodide. Thank you for that. Thank you for supporting this show so we don't have to run commercials every 3 to 4 minutes and drive you nuts doing that. I can't stand listening to shows like that. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the prayers. I love you guys. I really do. I'll also go ahead and close it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, guys. Thank you again for the continued support, and be sure just to keep praying, stand strong, stay prepared, and stand your ground with this. This definitely isn't over. This is a multifaceted attack on the United States. You cannot have this type of lawlessness and this type of communistic behavior in a constitutional republic. It can't happen. It's literally impossible. They do not go. They're diametrically opposed to one another. These people know this. That's why they're promoting it. That's why they're allowing it to happen. That's why you have these mayors, like in Seattle, that are completely and totally capitulating and allowing this totally just lawless zone now to occur, because they want these situations to happen in pockets of the U.S. They'll never get this occur U.S.-wide. You'll never get it to happen because sheriff's departments, because of citizens, because of militias, it would never happen. But if they can do it in heavy, heavy, heavy liberal cities and allow it to happen, it gives the excuse for the UN to come in and restore some law and order. Remember, all it's going to take, remember this, is one city to have one basically deployment of UN troops in one U.S. city, and their foot is in the door. Once they have them in there, there will be no getting them back out. There's a reason why we have seen now for years, Dave Hodges reported on this, a lot of people reported on it, of the UN trucks being trailered all over the country on railways, on trains, on ships, on trucks, all over the place. You have armored personnel, UN carriers floating around. Why is that? Just a thought. Look it up. Do your research. Thank you again for the continued support of HealthMasters.com. Be sure to check out the product of the week, the Joint Rebuilding Formula, 10% off right now this week. And be sure to vote for what you want to see win this Wednesday at HealthMasters.com. 1-800-726-1834. Thank you for your support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.